Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It is about that time. Happy, what is it, Wednesday now, right? Crazy. The week is just flying by. December 19th, 2018, you are locked into WKAR's Current Sports, coming to you on WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM. I am the man behind the mic, your host throughout this hour and each and every weekday here on Current Sports, Al Martin. And this is a huge day in the world of high school sports because today is National Early Signing Day, where top talent across this great nation on the high school gridiron are making their college decisions and signing national letters of intent as to where they will be playing collegiate football. And, you know, this is a big day because this is now, I believe, the second year in which the NCAA has put in place an early signing day, which I think it's great because if you are a high school athlete and you are just sick and tired of the recruiting visits and everybody asking you where you're going to take your football talents, you know, in December, you know, right before Christmas, you can just put everything to bed, wash your hands of it, and let the world know where you are going to take your talents. All right. And of course, a big day for Michigan State football. And a day that's not filled with too much drama for Mark D'Antonio Spartans. And actually, right now, Mark D'Antonio is hitting the podium to introduce the world to his 2018-19 class, which is pretty good. I'll tell you in a moment where exactly Mark D'Antonio's class ranks in the national rankings. And maybe give you a few names to look forward to. You know, I think for the most part, most of this class, you won't know who they are when it comes to production on the football field until maybe 2-3 years down the road. This class is filled with some talent, don't get me wrong, but as far as, you know, five-star talent that can come in right away, I'm not sure that we'll see many names do that for when it comes to this year's class. But, you know, who am I? I'm just kind of just throwing some stuff at the wall right now and giving you my prediction on this year's class. Injuries happen, and sometimes guys are forced to mature a bit earlier than expected. And we may see some names out there really turn some heads early on in their respective Spartan careers. All right. But I'll let you know where Michigan State ranks. We'll also be welcoming to the show dear friend Rico Cooney of SpartanMag.com. We'll get his thoughts on the recruiting class. He'll also touch on Michigan State men's and women's basketball. Looking forward to talking all things Spartan athletics with Rico. Also, can't forget about the University of Michigan Wolverines. I know Spartan fans, you probably don't want to hear about them. You know, for the Wolverines, this is interesting because, you know, it's Michigan. All right. This is a big time college football program. One of the blue bloods here in our nation. And they historically do well in recruiting. However, that has not equated to wins for a long time now. Again, we all know about the storyline of Michigan not able to find its way to Indianapolis, Indiana for the Big Ten Conference Championship game. Even though they snag these big-time recruits, you know, Jim Harbaugh and his program, they've just not done a great job in developing that talent. So, yet again, you know, Michigan football lands a top-tier recruiting class. We'll see what happens next season. But we'll give you some big names to look for when it comes to U of M as well. And then on the back end of the show, I'll briefly address a former Michigan State football player just involved in one idiotic situation. I'll also bring that story to you in our headliners in just a moment. And I'll briefly touch on the lone Detroit Lions player that made the Pro Bowl this season as the Pro Bowl slate was announced yesterday. All right. We'll do all of that while, of course, inviting you all fine people to be a part of the hour. If you would like to call in and let your voice be heard, you know that number. 517-355-WKAR. That's 517-355-9527. You can also join the fun on social media, courtesy of the live stream, which you can check out at facebook.com/WKAR News. Comment below that video, and I'll do my best to get to your comments. And you can tweet the show at WKAR_sports or tweet me directly at Al Martin. WKAR. But you know what's next? Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, and we start with the signing day of Michigan State football. As I just noted, Mark D'Antonio is at Spartan Stadium right now introducing you all to his latest recruiting class. Now, you know, I'll comb through what this entire class looks like. But as far as rankings go, this year's recruiting class for Michigan State football. Now, again, this is the early signing day for collegiate football athletes who are making their decisions from high school. This is the early signing period. I want to stress that. But right now, when it comes to the rankings, Michigan State ranks 27th nationally and 7th in the Big Ten. That's according to 247sports.com's recruiting class rankings for 2019. Now, last year's class for Michigan State finished 31st nationally and 6th in the Big Ten, so not too far off of this year's class after the Spartans added two players during the regular signing period in wide receiver Jalen Naylor and defensive tackle Deshaun Mallory. The 2019 regular signing period, that will begin February 6th, of course, of 2019. All right, I'll comb through some of the big names of the class, and again, we'll be welcoming Rico Cooney to the show of SpartanMag.com to also get his thoughts. Davante Dobbs is probably the biggest name out of this recruiting class, as he is just the third five-star recruit for Mark D'Antonio. And, you know, Dobbs being just the third five-star recruit to sign with Michigan State since Coach D took over the program prior to the 2007 season. He joins defensive linemen and fellow Michigan products William Golston, and also Malik McDowell. That comes from a pool of 256 scholarship players Coach D signed in his first 12 recruiting classes from 07 up until 2018. All right, so more on Michigan State football early signing day in just a moment. When it comes to the University of Michigan signing day, pretty impressive. You know, this is what Michigan does. You know, Michigan is a big time name in the world of college football historically. And there is still a lot of lure, despite the fact that, again, Michigan has not won anything in quite some time. So according to 247 Sports, Michigan's recruiting class ranks number 7 in the nation. All right. And right now, Michigan has 1 5-star commitment, 15 4-stars, and 11 three-star recruits, all right? So I know Michigan State fans are probably looking at that and saying, yeah, but can they win? Can they develop those athletes? And I'm firmly with you on that. But I will say this, recruiting does matter. As much as I hate recruiting, recruiting does matter when it comes to winning in the world of collegiate sports, all right? So more on the University of Michigan recruiting class later on this hour as well. All right, also, Devin Bush is the second Michigan football junior to declare for the NFL draft this season, joining teammate Rashawn Gary. Gary will also sit out of the Peach Bowl. But Devin Bush made that announcement via Twitter yesterday. And Spartan fans, I know that name is a name that you're not too fond of because Devin Bush is the player who used his cleats prior to the Michigan State and Michigan football game this past college football year, used his cleats to defame the Spartan helmet in the middle of the field. All right. So, yeah, Devin Bush going to the NFL. Whoop-de-doo. All right. Washington safety and former Michigan State football great Monte Nicholson was arrested early yesterday morning and charged with assault and battery and being drunk in public, stemming from a fight at a restaurant and retail complex near the team's facility in Virginia. Now, Loudoun County Sheriff's Office spokesman Craig Troxwell confirmed Nicholson's arrest. He says Tuesday afternoon, the 23-year-old former Michigan State standout had been recently released on a bond of $2,500. Police say Nicholson and 24-year-old Sydney Majori were involved in a verbal altercation that escalated to a physical assault of two victims, one man and one woman. According to police, an investigation showed Nicholson assaulted the male victim and Majori struck the female victim with a bottle, and she also struck the male victim, too. So just a crazy story there. And, you know, Monte Nicholson is a player who also basically lost his job to Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, who joined the Washington Redskins after coming from the Green Bay Packers. So, I think that the Redskins are maybe looking at this situation and saying, all right, he's already expendable and now he does something like this. Monte Nicholson may get cut from this. We'll see. All right, but I'll have more thoughts on that story later on this hour. Also, not great news for Detroit Lions fans, depending on how you look at this, because the Lions aren't making the postseason, so why would you further risk, injury to one of your future young stars? But the Detroit Lions are shutting down rookie running back Kerryon Johnson. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported that the Lions placed Johnson on injured reserve due to a knee injury. The second-round pick is expected to make a full recovery this offseason. The team later made the news official. Johnson has missed the past four games after suffering a knee injury in Week 11's win over the Carolina Panthers. Also, the Detroit Red Wings ended up falling to the Philadelphia Flyers last night. Carter Hart had a night that he'll never forget, and the rest of the Philadelphia Flyers had a night that they really needed. Hart made 20 saves in his NHL debut. Pretty impressive stuff as Philly defeated the Winged Will 3-2 last night and made interim coach Scott Gordon a winner in his first game. That now marks four straight losses for the Detroit Red Wings, and the Wings will be back at it at Carolina on Thursday night. Also, the Detroit Pistons will be in action tonight. The Pistons will hit the road to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Pistons sitting at a 514-14 record. Tonight's tip time, 8 p.m. at the Target Center. And the Minnesota Timberwolves are a 5-point favorite in this game. The Pistons have been in a real slump as they've lost 8 of their last 9 games and will be hoping to bounce back after falling to the Milwaukee Bucks in a 107-104 home loss just 2 nights ago. Reggie Bullock led the team with 24 points on 9 of 14 shooting. Blake Griffin racked up a triple-double, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, and Andre Drummond chipped in with 10 points and 14 rebounds in that losing effort to Milwaukee. So we'll see if the Pistons can get out of the doghouse tonight. And Darius Slay is heading back to the NFL's Pro Bowl. Despite not finishing in the top 10 of the fan balloting, the Detroit Lions corner did well enough with his fellow players and the league's coaches to be one of the four corners named to the NFC roster. Now, this is now back-to-back Pro Bowl appearances for Slay, and he is the first Lions cornerback to be chosen for the Pro Bowl in back-to-back seasons since Dre Bly in 2003 and 2004, and Slay and Bly join Lem Barney, the great Lem Barney, as the only Lions defensive backs to make the Pro Bowl in consecutive seasons since the 1970 merger. So, some positive news for you Detroit Lions fans out there. Congratulations to Darius Slay. All right, that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, today is National Early Signing Day in the world of college football, and Mark D'Antonio is right now speaking to the media, introducing us all to his 2019 recruiting class as it stands right now. We'll have thoughts on that throughout this hour. You'll hear what I have to say. You'll also hear what Rico Cooney of Spartan Mag has to say in just a moment, but we want to hear from you. What do you think of Michigan State's class ranked in the top 30 nationally, 27th to be exact, courtesy of 247sports.com's rankings? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Again, go to facebook.com/WKAR news and comment below the live stream. And you can tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR underscore sports.
The blackness.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite joints. Sounds of Blackness. Optimistic is the name of that track. Welcome to this Wednesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Happy Hump Day to you all. It is a big day in the world of college sports, seeing as though today is National Early Signing Day. As many high school athletes across this great nation are holding press conferences in front of family and friends and signing on that dotted line, signing national letters of intent, marking where they will be taking their football talents. And right now, as we speak, Mark D'Antonio of the Michigan State football team is holding a press conference right down the road at Spartan Stadium at the Tom and Loopy Izzo Media Center, going through his entire class. I'm not sure. Again, I don't have a visual right now, but I'm seeing many beat writers tweet about, you know, what D'Antonio is commenting on. He's going player by player, this entire class for Michigan State football, and talking about the recruiting process for that said player and giving that player strengths and weaknesses. So just to kind of comb through, and again, I want to hear your thoughts on Michigan State football's recruiting class. And, you know, since yesterday, I mean, some of you guys are really obsessed. I just hopped on social media late last night, and, you know, I follow a lot of you Spartan fans because I like having a finger on the pulse of what you guys think about your Spartan teams, whether that be MSU football, basketball, whatever it may be. And many of you are just obsessed when it comes to recruiting. It's quite amazing. I mean, many of you are just glued and were glued all last night on message boards trying to figure out where some of these young pups were going to go. Would they sign with Michigan State? Could Michigan State have a few steals come, you know, the early signing day period? I mean, many of you are really, really obsessed with this. When it comes to recruiting, for me, I'm not a big recruiting guy, even though I respect it because I firmly believe that if you do want to have success at the college level, you got to land some big puppies from time to time. You know, you got to land some of the big dogs. You got to land, you know, 4 stars and 5 stars from time to time. However, when it comes to Michigan State football, I mean, Mark D'Antonio has shown, and that's why it always blows my mind how, you know, I always think about what if Mark D'Antonio, you know, year after year was able to crack the top 10 of recruiting rankings and was able to consistently snag 5-star recruits like some of the big names in college football do on a regular basis. You know, the Alabamas of the world, you know, the Georgias of the college football world, the LSUs, the Clemsons, right? The Oklahomas, the Texas. I mean, I just wonder, because Mark D'Antonio, he has been able to develop some under-recruited talent, you know, some 3 stars, many, many 3 stars, and turn those 3 stars into top NFL prospects. But, you know, D'Antonio has hovered around, you know, 25th, you know, 22nd, you know, 30th. He's hovered around that area for a long, long time. And, you know, it wasn't until like, what, it was like the 2016 season when that 2016 class turned out to be Mark D'Antonio's highest rated recruiting class. I mean, that recruiting class of 2016 was around like 16th nationally. Incredibly impressive. You know, that class was highly heralded. But, you know, we all know what happened that year. I mean, that year was just a year filled with a ton of distraction. You know, they go 3-9. Curtis Blackwell gets in hot water. He was the recruiting coordinator who recruited a lot of those big dogs of that 2016 class. You know, he's no longer with the program. But I just ponder that because, you know, Mark D'Antonio is and the Michigan State football program is a football program that is normally not in the top 15 or top 20. But Mark D'Antonio finds a way to develop those players and has found a way to have success with those players while in East Lansing. All right. But let's just take a look at Michigan State's recruiting class right now. I want to take a broad look and give you the names that have committed early to the Michigan State football team. All right. So bear with me here. Julian Barnett, cornerback. He's 6'2", 193 from Harper Woods, Michigan. Adam Berghorst, defensive lineman, 6'7", 265 pounds from Zeeland, Michigan. Jack Baumeister, who was a punter, 6'2", 190 from Australia. That's a big trend you're starting to see in today's football world, the Aussie-style punters, right? Jace Bowen, wide receiver, 6 feet, 190 from Northwood, Ohio. Spencer Brown, offensive lineman, 6'6", 305 from Commerce Township, Michigan. Devontae Dobbs, who is the biggest name of this year's recruiting class for Michigan State football. Again, you know, as I noted in our current sports quick hit headliners, Dobbs is just the third 5-star recruit to sign with Michigan State since Coach D took over the program prior to the 2007 season, which, again, speaks to the remarkable way Mark D'Antonio and his coaching staff, however you may feel about his coaching staff, it really speaks to the remarkable way in which they develop talent, all right? And over the years, again, Mark D'Antonio has had some really talented assistant coaches by his side, you know, i.e., Pat Narduzzi, right? But Devontae Dobbs, the biggest name out of this recruiting class, in my opinion, offensive lineman, 6'3", 295, from the D Detroit, Michigan. He went to Belleville High School, or goes to Belleville High School. Michael Fletcher, defensive end, 6'5", 250 from Flint. Tate Hollick, safety, 6'4", 190 pounds from Grand Rapids. Damon Kaler, offensive lineman, 6'5", 302 pounds from Huntington, Indiana. Marcel Lewis, linebacker, 6 feet 208 from East Point, Michigan. Trey Mosley, wide receiver, 6 feet 1, 176 from Pontiac, Michigan. Brandon Wright, running back, 6 feet 2, 220 pounds from Ohio. Peyton Thorne, quarterback, the lone quarterback in this year's class for Michigan State football. He's 6 feet 2, 185 pounds from Naperville, Illinois. And interesting note when it comes to Peyton Thorne, MSU actually flipped Thorne from Western Michigan. And it's a good get because Michigan State did lose out when it comes to the quarterback position on DeJuan Mathis, who was previously looked like he was leaning towards Ohio State, and then he flips to Georgia. So, you know, this is a good get for Michigan State. Peyton Thorne, quarterback from Naperville, Illinois, got a chance to look at some highlights of Peyton last night on YouTube. But we all know this is an interesting quarterback situation here at Michigan State University right now with everything that happened last year, right? I don't need to give you details on that, all right? It was well documented here on Current Sports and here locally, period, all right? Luke Fulton, linebacker, 6 feet 2, 218 pounds from Ohio. J.D. Duplain, defensive lineman, 6 feet 3, 303. That's a big boy. From Ohio, Nick Samick, offensive lineman, 6 feet 4, 285 pounds from Ohio. Anthony Williams, Jr., 6 foot 197 pound running back from Chicago, Illinois. Evan Morris, who is a kicker, 6 feet 5, 205 from Elsie, Michigan. He actually is a local product here. Went to Ovid Elsie High School. Maverick Hansen, defensive lineman, 6 feet 5, 275 pounds from Farmington Hills, Michigan. And Jude Pedrozo, 6 feet 2, 225 pounds from Ohio. So that's what Michigan State's class looks like right now. And again, you know, I mentioned Devontae Dobbs. I mentioned Peyton Thorne, who's the lone quarterback. And again, I'll give you a few more names to look forward to later on this hour. And again, in just a moment, we'll be also welcoming to the show Rico Cooney of SpartanMag.com as we'll get Rico's thoughts on this year's class for Michigan State football. But again, this is a class that is solid. You know, it's solid. It isn't a class that's going to completely blow your mind. Again, this year's class is in many ways similar to what we saw last year with Michigan State football, at least rankings-wise. This year's class ranks 27th nationally, 7th in the Big Ten, according to 247 Sports. Last year's was ranked a little lower at 31st nationally, but better in the Big Ten at 6th in the Big Ten after the Spartans added two players during the regular signing period. So as far as a few losses for Michigan State, and I see a lot of Michigan fans coming out of their woodworks on social media. And if you're a Michigan fan, I mean, this is your day because, you know, Michigan football fans, you haven't really had anything to celebrate about. So I get it. You know, when signing day comes around, you are always in the mix when it comes to the top recruiting classes in the nation. So for you, you know, talk about Christmas. This is your Christmas if you are a Michigan football fanatic. Because you can't celebrate championships. Jim Harbaugh has not done that just yet. So I'm seeing a lot of Michigan fans, when this was announced, come at Michigan State and have jokes left and right and talk about how embarrassing this must be for Michigan State without truly looking at the bigger picture here. And what I'm talking about was the announcement of three-star running back commit Aaron Young, who signed with Rutgers. Now, his brother Avery is a freshman corner for the Scarlet Knights, which I'm sure had a lot to do with the reason why Aaron Young did not choose to come to Michigan State. Michigan State was in the running to get this three-star running back committed, Aaron Young, but Aaron decided to go to Rutgers. So, of course, ha-ha, laugh-laugh. The joke is, oh, Michigan State, you lost a recruit to Rutgers? Rutgers of all teams, the bottom barrel team of the Big Ten Conference, the unwanted stepchild of the Big Ten Conference. You lose a recruit to Rutgers, Michigan State? So that's what a lot of Michigan football fans are having fun with right now on social media. But again, Aaron Young's brother, Avery, is a freshman corner for the team. So look at the bigger picture, Michigan fans. But of course, you're Michigan fans. I can't talk any sense to you all when it comes to that. All right. If anything, you know, the surprise for Michigan State today was really flipping Central Michigan commit Maverick Hansen, who's a 6'5", 270-pounder from Farmington Hills Harrison, which is in the Metro Detroit area. He is listed as a three-star offensive tackle by 247sports.com. MSU has him listed as a defensive lineman. He also drew late interest from Syracuse. So Michigan State was able to flip Maverick Hansen again, 6'5", 270-pounder from Farmington Hills Harrison. Michigan State flipped him from CMU to, of course, Michigan State. Also, Anthony Williams Jr., was the second running back to sign with the 2019 class for Michigan State. I mentioned MSU signing its fourth offensive lineman in J.D. Duplain, who, you know, he actually chose Michigan State over Ohio State. Ohio State had a late pursuit on J.D. Duplain, but he decided to come here to East Lansing. Also, Michigan State lists him as a defensive tackle as well. So, you know, not too much drama, though. Not too much drama when it comes to Michigan State's recruiting class. And I know that the big topic, and I see a few of you, you know, hopping into my DMs right now, and I got a few texts this morning from family saying, you know, Al, why hasn't Michigan State been able to, you know, crack, you know, the top 10 in recruiting? You know, why can't this program do that on a regular basis, especially when you look at the kind of success that Mark D'Antonio has had here in East Lansing? Well, I'll answer that question on the other side of our first break, when we will also welcome to the show Rico Cooney of SpartanMag.com. We'll get Rico's thoughts on this year's 2019 early signing day period for Michigan State football, and also Rico will touch on Michigan State men's and women's basketball. So we'll talk all things Spartan athletics with Rico Cooney in just a moment. Keep it locked. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports.
Give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme.
Oh, that's a classic there. You know, shout out to Drew Henderson, engineer for this week's WKAR's Current Sports. I totally forgot that Curtis Blow did a Christmas song. I totally forgot that show. Shout out to Drew. Curtis Blow, one of the pioneers in the world of hip-hop. Man, I totally forgot that Curtis did a Christmas song. That's classic right there. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, on this Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. Happy holidays to you all out there. I really hope you have gotten by now that Christmas shopping done. I know there's a lot of last-minute folks out there. I actually finished mine yesterday. So this never happens. This is history. All right? I usually wait until, like Christmas Eve to finish up. I kid you not. All right? So I'm patting myself on the back today. And right now, you know, we've been chatting prior to that first break. We've been chatting about early signing day for the Michigan State football team. Now, it was early signing day, period, as many of the top talent in the world of high school football is signing their national letters of intent and making their collegiate choices. And I just kind of went through Michigan State's class right now. Again, Mark D'Antonio is speaking to the media at Spartan Stadium, going through his respective class. 19 commits for Michigan State, one 5-star in Devontae Dobbs. He also has one 4-star recruit and 17, count them, 17 3-star commits. Now, in the entire spectrum of things, again, according to 247 Sports, Michigan State ranks 27th nationally this 2019 recruiting class. For further thoughts on this class and so much more, we now welcome to the show Rico Cooney of SpartanMag.com. And, you know, speaking of Christmas shopping, you know, I hit up Rico earlier this week, and he said, Al, I can't come on today, but, you know, we can do it later on this week because I'm out Christmas shopping. So, Rico, I know you have been tearing up the streets and getting that Christmas list checked off. So, hopefully, your Christmas shopping is totally done by now, Rico. What's up, man?
No, it's not. No,
it's not.
No, it's not.
Is it
no,
close? Is it close?
Let's just move on. I'm close, but you know, you've still got some things I need to nail down. But you know, actually, can we go back and let's talk about Curtis Blow? I thought that was a good conversation starter there.
Yeah. Are you a big Curtis Blow fan, Rico?
Oh, classic hip hop. I mean, Run DMC did some Christmas stuff.
Right. That's true.
I mean. Yeah, let's talk about that, like the old school hip hop artists doing Christmas songs.
You know, that's not a thing now. I think, you know, today, you know, Rico, I'm a big hip hop head myself, and you know, I think that rappers over time, and I think it started in the 90s with Tupac and the Biggie movement, the East Coast and West Coast movement, P. Diddy as well, where, you know, gangster rap was the big thing. And if you wanted to be a rapper, you had to be kind of hardcore, right? And that kind of started this trend that led into the 90s, of course. Well, it led throughout the 90s and then into the 2000s, where, you know, if you're a hip-hop artist, you have to be hardcore, right? You don't see
Christmas.
Drake.
Christmas is too soft. You lose street cred doing Christmas rap.
Exactly. Well, just look at Drake. When Drake puts out a hip-hop song and has him singing in it, you know, you get these hip-hop heads coming out and saying, oh, Drake is too soft. Come on, Drake. You know, stick to the hardcore hip-hop lingo. So you can't do that today. It's a stain on your hip-hop credibility, which is ridiculous to me, Rico.
Right, thugs celebrate Christmas, too.
Right, exactly. Preach on, brother. I'm totally with you. So, now to make that transition now to MSU football, because, again, I just mentioned how Coach D'Antonio, he is going through his 2019 early signing period recruiting class. And, you know, Rico, when you look at this year's class, and I just kind of went through some of the big names and Michigan State being ranked, you know, in the top 30. What stands out to you? What are your impressions about this class, just looking at it on paper?
I like the offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. I mean, because if you look back historically for Michigan State, and you know, you can say what you want about, you know, rankings and everything like that, but if you look back, one of the essential keys to the success when you're talking about the Rose Bowl and winning Big Ten championships was that they had NFL-quality offensive linemen. So, you know, you talk about the Donovan Clark, you talk about the Jack Conklin, you talk about, you know, Brian Allen. They had NFL-quality guys, and I think that's what's been missing over the past couple years is that NFL-quality offensive lineman. And I like these guys. They're big, and you know Ken Manny will get them into the right kind of shall we say, bigness going forward. So I like the fact that they got some size on them, and there's a lot of potential there.
Definitely. And, you know, I think that the biggest name out of this year's recruiting class – without a doubt, it's Devontae Dobbs. I mean, you talk about offensive lineman. He's a 5-star offensive lineman from Belleville High School. It's just the third 5-star recruit to sign with Michigan State during the Mark D'Antonio era. What really impresses you about Devontae Dobbs? Have you seen a lot of his film throughout his high school career, Rico?
I've seen some of his tape, and I think the thing that kind of impresses me about him is that he shows – maybe there's a maturity there that you don't see in a lot of guys, because, you know, you look at a lot of offensive linemen in high school and really all they have to do is be big.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, and then when they get to college, you know, they get their footwork down, they get their hand placement down. And I think that this kid, you know, has got some of that already. I'm not sure about like his mean streak, because I think offensive linemen have to have a bit of a mean streak to them too. Mm-hmm. But I mean, those are things you can work with. But yeah, I like I like his kind of raw fundamentals coming out of the gate. And I think, obviously, you know, Mark Staten has been known to be able to develop linemen into NFL quality guys, you know, where they get drafted or signed. And I really, I mean, this is obviously a kid who could be a starter as a true freshman.
Definitely. I think he can come right in right away and make an impact on that Michigan State offensive line and create running lanes in the middle of the line immediately. And that's something that Michigan State certainly has needed and certainly needed this past year. Looking at a broader look at this year's class, Rico, what are some other names? Are there some other names that you think can immediately come in and play as a true freshman?
I think that people should keep a close eye on Julian Barnett.
Julian Barnett, okay.
Yeah, he comes in, cornerback, good size. I mean, he's a kid, I think, if he is got the, you know, the I guess the will to go after it right now, he could be the guy to replace the cornerback who's leaving early, Justin Lane. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because my thought was next year they could have, if they had Lane and Josiah Scott, that they would have had a pair of cornerbacks to equal Trey Waynes and Darquez Denard. But obviously that's not going to happen since Justin's going pro. But I think this Julian Barnett has the potential to step in on that side over there and take over in the defensive backfield.
Definitely. And, you know, Rico, I want to ask you this question because, you know, I just want to get your thoughts on the early college football signing day period, because, you know, it's interesting because this is happening right in the thick of things when it comes to the bowl season. And I can imagine, I mean, some teams out there, when you're trying to prepare for a bowl game and you're also trying to solidify recruits who you want to come to your program, I mean, this has to be an incredibly challenging period for coaching staffs across the nation. Do you like the early signing day period in the world of college football?
I'm not a big fan of it, but I understand, you know, where it comes from. I mean, I would prefer if we just had a day like after the national championship,
mm-hmm.
and then we go and, you know, do all the signings. You know, let's clear the deck, and then let's have that day, you know, or 2 days where you get all the signings done. But with the way the game is played now, and, you know, with the fact that, you know, coaches have to split time between recruiting and then prep for a bowl game, you know, and I am quite sure that Coach D would rather be on the field right now, you know, helping the team prepare for the bowl game, but he's got to present to us, the media, and to Spartan fan base, you know, what they're bringing in. And again, I mean, I think it can be a daunting task, and that's where you have to have all your ducks in a row as far as, you know, your management of your coaches and your time and everything like that. But yeah, I would prefer that there was, you know, the one signing period after the national championship. But like I said, I totally understand the way the game is played now, you know. Susie Merchant used to always joke about recruiting, talking about it being an arms race, and it definitely is. That's what it is. It's a big arms race to see who can get the biggest, baddest weapons the fastest. So,
yeah, that's so true, Rico. And, you know, there is certainly a direct correlation to the kind of talent that you can snag in the recruiting race and, you know, that translating to wins and losses. Now, again, you have to develop that talent once it comes to your program, or it absolutely means nothing, just ask the team down the road in Ann Arbor. But, you know, so with that being said, you know, I asked this question to you, Rico. Michigan State being ranked in the top 30, Mark D'Antonio's program is not a program that you're going to see in the recruiting rankings from 1 through 10, not a top 10 recruiting program, and it hasn't been. So I asked to you, Rico, why hasn't Michigan State been able to at least maybe 1 year, you know, maybe a year after immense success where you do go to the college football playoff, why hasn't Michigan State been able to crack the top 10?
I think it's just a question of what the kind of players that you're looking for to fit your system to make it successful. I mean, you can argue, hey, Michigan State should, you know, be able to get top 10 kids and have a top 10 program as far as recruiting goes. But the other argument you're going to have on there is, kind of the if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality. I mean, okay, so Michigan State gets a lot of three stars, but they develop them into guys that, you know, are high-quality players. How many times have they been to the Big Ten Championship? How many times have they been to quality bowls? I mean, it's one of those things, I think, where people get locked up too much on, oh, we don't have a top 10 or a top 5 class, you know, and very few have that. I mean, you have, what, 5-6 schools in the country that consistently do that. Everybody else doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for as much as people want to get all crazed about, you know, being a top 10 class, how many schools have a top 10 class and are competing for the national championship?
Right, right. I totally hear you. And, you know, it's so tough to do because, you know, in the world of recruiting, Rico, there's so many factors that come into play. I mean, trying to figure out, you know, what kind of, I guess you can say, perks. And I use perks. I want to clear that up and say, no, I'm not insinuating that some of these players are getting paid to go to certain colleges. I'm saying you just never know what goes through the mind of a young kid when making a college decision. You know, one kid may like the campus, you know. Heck, on some of these recruiting visits, you know, one kid may like the party scene and the girls. Who knows? You know, the mind of a young man is just so complex sometimes that, you know, and I think that some fans out there just get so enthralled with it. Recruiting, certainly, it matters, but I think there's an overemphasis on it way too much, if you ask me, Rico.
Well, I think the other thing that gets ignored is development. Like I said, you look at somebody like Michigan State, you know, you get walk-ons like Jack Conklin. He earns a scholarship. You know, you get Kenny Willekes,
mm-hmm.
you know, who was a kid who only had offers to, you know, mid-majors and lower schools like that. And you look at him now, and he's the Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, so you have to, you know, again, recruiting is important. You know, you can't just go out and just get a bunch of no-name guys and win.
Right,
but
right.
It's also the development of what you're getting. I mean, how many 4-5-star guys are out there now that just don't make it?
Exactly. So
you
many.
You know, and schools make promises to these kids. Oh, yeah, you're going to come in, you're going to start, blah, 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 blah. But if they don't, they don't meet what these kids think. And I agree with you on the 18-year-old thing. It's like 17-year-old. You know, we're asking these kids to make a decision about where they're going to spend the next 4 or 5 years of their life. And their minds change probably more than flipping the pages on a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, I think a lot of this, too, again, which I think gets ignored, is development. You know, you can get a kid, but how do you develop him? You know, are you developing him to fit your system? Are you developing him to go to the next level? Are you developing him to be the best he can be? You know, because some kids may come in as a 4- and 5-star and go, well, all I had to do is play and I'm good. But, you know, obviously we know that it takes a lot more than just showing up and putting on the pads and going out on the field.
Preach on, man. There's a lot more to it. You got to really put in the work, no matter how many stars you have next to your name. Rico, with a couple minutes left here, I do want to get your thoughts on what you've seen so far from Michigan State men's basketball. Tom Izzo's team is on a 4-game win streak. They will play host to the Oakland Golden Grizzlies, of course, on Friday night at the Breslin Center. Michigan State 2-0 in the Big Ten Conference, 9-2 overall. What are your impressions of this Spartans team as, you know, Michigan State still, you know, we're not even in the thick of things of Big Ten play yet, but I want to get your thoughts on just how good this team is in your eyes.
Well, I think this team can be good, but I don't think they're as good as they can be. And I think that one of the things that Izzo was excited about was the break, because remember they had that 6-game stretch where they probably didn't work on a lot of, you know, running plays and defense and just basic stuff, rebounding, you know, just all those fundamental things that go into a season that put you up near the top of the food chain when you get down to the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a big deal for Izzo to be able to, you know, kind of have these guys and they can't go anywhere. You know, oh, no, you don't have class. Nope. So I know he was planning to do a couple double sessions and just work on basics to get guys more in tune to getting that rhythm that you need to develop throughout the season. So obviously when you get to March, you can make that run.
Right. That's so true. And that's the key. I think this team still has yet to find its true identity. And, again, they still have some development to go. And it's a long season. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the 20-game conference year that Michigan State will be playing. I mean, we're still at the very early stages. But, again, I'm with you, Rico. They have yet to really tap into their true potential. And also, just brief thoughts on the MSU women's basketball team as well. 9-1 overall, a 6-game win streak. That does include that thrilling win that people are still buzzing about on December 9th at home against the number 3 team in the nation, that 88-82 final over Oregon. I think that a lot of people underestimated Michigan State coming into this year, Rico.
Oh, I know they did. And I remember sitting there at media day and kind of just looking at their lineup. And the thing that I really, really like about Susie Merchant's lineup this year is that they have enough kids to be able to adapt to any other lineup that another team puts out. So they can go small and fast. They can go big, you know, and pound you in the post. They can hit you from the outside with the long ball. So I like, the biggest thing I like about this lineup is the versatility that they have on the court, and that they can kind of interchange pieces anytime they need to adapt to the other team or force the other team to adapt to them.
Very true. Very true. I'm talking about development. I'm looking forward to seeing how Susie Merchant's team develops over the year. All right, Rico, we're out of time, but I want you to tell our listeners how they can read your work. And do you guys have any deals, any special deals around the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, if people go on the website, you go look at it, there's definitely some stuff up there. I mean, I think my boss, Jim Caperoni, just tweeted out a couple of things. And if you go on the website, look at the top, I think there's a banner up there about some nice deals you can get it to become a subscriber to SpartanMag.com.
All right. Love it. Rico, keep up the outstanding work. I'll see you soon, my man.
All right. Hey, and keep playing those hip-hop Christmas tune.
We will. I'll get Drew right on that, man. All right. Thank you so much, Rico. Curtis Blow. All right. Let's hit our final break. When we come back, Ray from Indiana, I see ya. We'll take a call from Ray, and I'll give you my final thoughts on National Signing Day. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. As we have now less than 5 minutes left in the hour, happy holidays to you and yours. Let's go to our phone lines right now. We've got one of my favorite callers standing by, and I did receive his Christmas card this week. I get one every single year. Every single year since I've been here at WKAR, this brother has sent me a Christmas card wishing the WKAR team and myself a very Merry Christmas. So, Ray from Indiana, thank you so much, my friend. Happy holidays.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. You like that card, huh?
I love it, man. It just warms my heart and just shows what kind of human being you are. All right? So, thank you, Ray.
I send it down to the bullies, but they still hang up on me and laugh at me. I guess they haven't got enough losses yet, Al.
That's what it is. That's what it is, right?
Fine arrogance, you know, it comes out of us all.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they won't humble themselves. But I ain't giving up on them. The bullies need to stay out of hell, too. So we're going to try to get them saved.
Well, Ray.
Anyways,
going on
to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, one more year and you're all done, okay? You got that top recruiting class. I don't know how them kids all want to come over to see you when you're 0-4 against Mitch. I want to tell you something right now, Jimmy. You were 0-7 against Urban Meyer, okay? Urban Meyer. When you see him, you need to salute him, shake hands with him, and bow down to him.
That's what
all
he needs to do when
rest,
he sees
Jimmy,
him.
You'll never be the man he was. You're nothing but a boy compared to him.
Well, Ray, and that's the thing. You know, this is the point I made earlier this hour. You know, for Michigan football fans out there, this is their Christmas because they haven't won anything. But on signing day, I mean, they historically get these top recruits. I mean, Michigan right now is ranked number 7th in the country when it comes to this recruiting class. A lot of 4-stars. Also, I believe a 5-star is a part of this class as well. I mean, in Daxon Hill, defensive back. But can you develop him? And that's the point that I made, the point that Rico Cooney of Spartan Mag just made. Can you develop him? And that's something that Jim Harbaugh and his staff has not been able to do. So
no, he ain't going to be able to do it. They used to – when I was a kid, they've always had top five recruiting classes, but it never shows. They got one half a national title in 97, and they haven't won any in 50, 60 years before that.
Yeah.
So when's it ever going to amount to anything on the field?
It's the Michigan name. The Michigan name still attracts these recruits, and say what you will about Jim Harbaugh, but I guess his antics do work. I mean, the shirts off during, pickup games. The spending the night at recruits' houses. His name is always in the media. There's still a lure to that program, but at some point,
right.
And that point has to be next year, you got to start winning football games, and you got to start competing for championships.
He's got 110,000 people down there every game. That's the only thing that he's drawing off of.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Ray.
It won't be long, though. One more year. I don't think they're going to let him come back if he's 0-5.
Oh, no. I mean, come on now. But I won't be surprised. His leash is still very, very long.
Well, I know. You know why? They've run out of options, buddy. They went through Lloyd Carr. They went through Rich Rodriguez. They went through Brady Hoke. Who else can they go to?
I'm telling you. I don't know who else is out there, really. But, yeah, I think and if you don't win next year with Urban Meyer no longer being the head coach of Ohio State, it's wide open for you. You got a top recruiting class. There's no more excuses. Ray, thank you so much, man. All right. Well, we have a minute left in the hour, and we have to bid you all adieu. I want to let you guys know, on tomorrow's Current Sports, we'll be welcoming to the show Aaron Harris, former Michigan State men's basketball player who is now playing professionally overseas in Finland. Aaron will be joining us live from Finland, which is, yeah, hand clap to Aaron Harris, man, which is an 8-hour time difference. So it'll be like 8 p.m. there in the evening. But I'm looking forward to chatting with Aaron. They actually have a game tonight. So we'll get a recap on how he performs tonight. But you don't want to miss that. We'll talk some Michigan State men's basketball tomorrow. I'll also give you my thoughts on Monte Nicholson getting arrested. Just idiotic. That and more. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Until then, be easy, people.
Shazam!